Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
I'd like to say to all of my fans, my television audience, as far as my boxing retirement being final is concerned, this sassy, proud, funny reporter came to me the other day. He says, Muhammad, now that you are retired from pugilism, boxing, do you think you're going to get fat, old, and ugly and no longer be the greatest? So I said to this chump, whose name I care not to reveal, I said, Howard. I said, look, I'll always stay great. I'll always be the prettiest and the fastest. I'll never get fat and old and ugly. So I gave the bum 25 cents and said, get lost.
Hey! What did you turn it off for?
Arnold, the interview is over.
You already seen it twice in the news this morning.
But you cut out the end part where he says, I am the greatest. And kisses his own hand.
Oh, forgive me, Arnold. I'll tell you, as punishment, next time I watch a soap opera, you can turn it off right in the middle of the brain operation.
Oh, don't worry about it, Arnold. You can see him again on the 11 o'clock news.
And if that's not good enough, I'll paste his pictures on your eyeballs.
He's my idol. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Muhammad is beautiful, like I want to be.
Come on, Kimberly, let's go.
Okay. Where you going?
You won't want to go.
How do you know? I mean, you know, maybe I want to go. Don't make up my mind for me. I can do that myself.
I'm going to the library.
I don't want to go.
Come on, let's get.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Hey, easy there, champ, easy. No hitting below the knee.
Oh, yeah, hey, that is great, Max. And Father O'Brien loves the idea of a bingo for charity. As a matter of fact, he's due here any minute. He's coming over to discuss it with me.
Yeah. Hold the phone. Max, hold the wire. I'm being attacked by a pre-shrunk Muhammad Ali.
Watch it. I'm lean, but I'm mean.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah. No, Max, I'm here. No, that's my son, Arnold. His idol is Muhammad Ali. Yours, too? You do? Really? Oh, boy, would he ever love that. You will? Hey, thanks, Max. Listen, I owe you one for this. Bye.
Hey, sir, champ. Champ, hey.
Time. Hold it. How would you like to meet your hero, Muhammad Ali?
You mean meet him in person?
In person.
You mean live in the flesh and not on instant replay?
Live in the flesh.
You wouldn't kid me, would you? I mean, it's not nice to tease an innocent, loving, trusting little kid like me.
No, Arnold, I'm not teasing. I mean it.
Wow! That's better than having a lunch with Big Bird and Miss Piggy.
See, it happens that my lawyer's brother-in-law knows Muhammad Ali's business manager very well, and he can arrange it. You are really going to meet him?
Oh, man! I'm going to meet Muhammad Ali! All right! I'm going to meet him! I'm going to meet him!
Oh!
Can egg-year-olds have heart attacks?
No, Arnold, they can't. They just give them.
You're really terrific.
You think so, huh?
Just keep up the good work.
Yeah. I'll do that.
But now I gotta go to the library and tell Willis and Kimberly.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm gonna meet Muhammad Ali. All right. I'm gonna meet him. I'm gonna... Ooh. Oh, sorry. Forgive me, Father.
For a non-Catholic, Arnold certainly is learning the right words.
Come in, Father.
That son of yours is a human dynamo.
You know, I think if we could harness Arnold, we could solve the energy problem.
That's funny.
He's going to get to meet Muhammad Ali, and it is just blowing his mind.
Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, the boxer. Now, I spoke to my minister, Reverend McKenzie, and also to Rabbi Klein.
And they both agree that an interfaith bingo charity game is a terrific idea.
Splendid, splendid. And you're a fine chairman, Phil. Only one thing could make you even better.
Yeah, what's that?
If you could fix it so that I could meet Muhammad Ali.
You too.
Man does not live by confessions alone. See, do you suppose that we could get Muhammad to show up at our charity?
Why not? We can always try. Hey, that's a great idea. I'm glad I thought of it. I didn't know you were a fight fan.
As a matter of fact, before I took my vows, I was an amateur boxer.
Oh, I can't imagine you ever hitting anybody.
That was the problem. My parishioners called me the patron saint of the bloody nose.
You know, you got a great sense of humor, Father. You ought to bill yourself as a stand-up priest. Ah. Sit down.
You should have seen it, Mrs. Garrett. I was the BMOP.
Yeah? What's the BMOP?
Big man on playground.
Oh, all right. And just how did you get to be this celebrity of the seesaws?
Well, the rumor got started out on the playground that I was going to meet Muhammad Ali in person.
I got a hunch that rumor leaked out from between a pair of chubby cheeks.
You got a good hunch. And on account of that, my friends gave me all this stuff for getting Muhammad Ali's autograph for him.
Oh, one roller skate?
Eh, don't matter. I don't know how to skate anyway.
Well, you could tie it to your tush and have someone push.
Maybe the Gooch. He's not my best friend.
The Gooch?
Say, isn't that the kid who once gave you a fat lip?
Well, he didn't give it to me. I had to fight him for it.
Stay away from him, Arnold. You listen to me. Oh, you listen, honey. Believe me, he's a mean kid.
Yeah, if the Gooch traced his roots, he'd find out his great-grandfather was a gorilla.
Hey, oh, what's going on?
Hello, Arnold.
How you doing?
Now, where were you two? I went down to the library to look for you, but you weren't there. They shooshed me out.
Well, there was a sale at the record store for that new group, the Temples.
Yeah, and if you buy one of their albums, you get a free tube of clear seal.
I can hardly wait to grow up so my skin will break out.
Now tell us, Arnold, what's this rumor we hear about you meeting Muhammad Ali?
Who told you that?
Everybody.
Including total strangers.
Well, it's true. It's all set up.
That's fantastic. I want to meet the champ, too.
So do I.
Well, I might arrange it if you drop a little something into the pot.
What is all this stuff, Arnold?
Oh, it's from the guys for getting Muhammad Ali's autograph for him.
You're charging them?
No. I look at his contributions to charity, which everybody knows begins at home.
Honestly, Arnold, now whose T-shirt is that?
I give you one guess.
The Gooch.
Yeah, here's the other half.
Come on, Arnold, the Gooch ain't that bad.
Are you serious? His father drives around with a bumper sticker that says, "Have you beat your kid today?"
Hi, gang, what's up?
Oh, hi, Daddy. Isn't it terrific about Arnold meeting Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, that's what the doorman just said to me. Congratulations, Arnold. You've given a whole new meaning to word of mouth.
That's my brother, the mouth that roared.
Man, I can hardly wait to meet him. When am I meeting him? When?
Soon. I'll call my lawyer and we'll find out. His brother-in-law had lunch with Muhammad Ali's business representative today. Reach out and touch someone. Hi, Max. It's Phil. Yeah, Max, listen, did your brother-in-law have that lunch with Muhammad Ali? He didn't? Oh, what happened? Oh.
3 O's in a row ain't good.
Yeah, well, I understand, Max. Thanks very much anyway. Bye. I'm sorry, Arnold, but you're not going to be able to meet the champ.
Oh, no.
Well, but what happened, Daddy?
Well, it's kind of complicated, but my lawyer's brother-in-law separated from his wife.
Well, let's get friendly with the one who's got custody of Muhammad Ali.
I'm sorry, Arnold. I should have had the whole thing set up before I even mentioned it to you. I know how disappointed you are.
Me too.
So am I.
I'm sorry, kids. Look, Arnold, I'll make it up to you, I promise. We'll do something nice together.
I know. I'll take you to see the Muppet film the 12th time.
Okay. I'll see you, kids.
Tough luck, Arnold.
But I just gotta meet the champ. I just gotta. I don't understand.
Understand what?
Well, certain people think the champ is gonna come and sleep over here in the apartment. Maybe even in my own bed.
Now, why would you say something like that?
Well, because every time I told somebody I was gonna meet the champ, I felt like I knew him better, so I just kept adding details.
How could you say such dumb things, Arnold?
Well, I couldn't stop myself. I was on a roll.
Hello? Just a minute. It's for you, Arnold. The Gooch.
The Gooch? I didn't even want to talk to him on the phone. Even his breath was mean.
Listen. Arnold isn't here. Now, calm down, Gooch. Have your mother throw you a piece of meat. What's the message? Okay. Okay, goodbye.
Listen, Arnold.
Don't tell me. I'm in trouble with a capital T. That rhymes with D, and that stands for days.
He wants the champ to autograph his T-shirt to the Gooch.
Doesn't the Gooch have a real name like everybody else?
Well, if he does, nobody knows about it except his enemies. None of them are alive.
Well, maybe if you explain to the Gooch what happened, it won't be as bad as you think. So you lose a little face.
I'll also lose a lot of teeth.
Don't worry, little brother. I won't let him lay a hand on you. I'll walk you to school every single day.
Till I'm 30.
Where you going?
Since I don't have much time left, I might as well go out in a blaze of peanut butter.
Poor Arnold. Isn't there something we can do to help him?
Sure. We can order him a supply of bandages.
Goodness.
I'm just kidding. I know how he's dying to meet the champ.
Oh, I know. But there was just some way.
Wait a minute. You just said dying to meet the champ.
So?
Well, there was an article in the paper last week about a football star going to see a sick kid in the hospital.
I read that one, too.
Well, maybe if Muhammad Ali thinks Arnold's dying, he'll come on over here and visit him.
Kimberly, that's the sneakiest idea you ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to be your brother.
Now, are you absolutely sure Muhammad Ali's on this floor?
Positive. On a television interview yesterday, he said he was staying in this hotel, in one of these penthouses.
Well, which one? There's a bunch of them on this floor.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me which room Muhammad Ali's in? He's my cousin.
You expect me to fall for that?
It's really urgent. Life or death.
Yeah, honest.
Yeah, sure, kid, sure. Okay, it's that room there, but you didn't hear it from me, cousin.
Aw, thanks a lot. Yeah. We'd offer you a tip, but all we've got is a dollar, and we wouldn't want to insult you.
Insult me? Insult me?
Who said a dollar wouldn't buy anything these days?
I sure hope he answers right now.
Hold it, you two.
You're flush.
Yeah, about 200 pounds too much. Well, how much did it cost you to get my room number?
A buck.
Only a buck? Well, that's what they get for O.J. Simpson. Who's the guy? Dear champ, our little brother. Whose little brother?
My real brother, her adopted brother.
Oh, I see. Our little brother is your greatest fan, and he's very, very sick. His only wish in life is to meet you before he dies. Then he can die happy. You serious? We hope that you get this before it is too late. Poor kid, what's his trouble?
It's something we can't pronounce.
all of a sudden.
Well, you go tell him to hang in there and that I have his address there, and I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Gee, thanks, Chairhorn. You really are the greatest.
Well, goodbye, Abraham. This town ain't big enough for me and the Gooch, so I guess he's bowing out.
Don't ever do that again. I thought it was the Gooch's hitman.
What do you think you're doing with that suitcase?
Leaving town? I'd rather be a live coward than a dead hero. I don't want to be around at high noon.
You ain't going anywhere. You know why? Because the champ, Muhammad Ali, is coming to see you.
What you talking about?
It's true. We just talked to him. That's the good news.
What's the bad news?
Well, we told him you were dying.
Dying?
Yeah, so think dead.
Come on, hurry up, get in your pajamas. He's going to be here any minute. Yeah.
Well, why did you tell him I was dying for?
Because that was the only way we can get him over here. Isn't that terrific?
Well, meeting him is terrific, but dying I got mixed feelings about.
Come on, we gotta hurry.
Yeah, he's gonna be in a second.
Well, what do we do if they find out we pulled a trick like this?
They won't, because we lucked out. Dad's not home and Mrs. Garrett's in her room taking a nap.
Well, okay, Kimberly, turn around. There's a few things I don't want you to see.
Well, it's been a tough day, Father.
I
never would have believed that a simple charity event would require this many permits.
Well, you know how the government is. They like to feel they're keeping tabs on everything.
I wouldn't be at all surprised to find out that they have a bureau of bingo. Make yourself at home, Father. I'll get Mrs. Garrett to fix it up a little something.
Oh, thank you very much. I could use a bit of a nosh.
One nosh coming up. Help yourself to a glass of sherry, Father. Be right back.
Ah, don't mind if I do.
Okay, Kimberly, you can turn around now.
Okay, now, I'll get in the bed and start dying.
And Mo has grown a lot.
Okay, that's more.
Okay.
Oh. More.
Oh.
More.
Oh.
Just a minute. Champ, it's you. You did come to see the boys.
Father, I hope I'm not too late.
No. Listen, Drummond and I just got back ourselves. We were out making the final arrangements. I'm so glad that you could join us.
Well, I imagine you go through this type thing a lot, Father.
Yes, but I'm getting so that I enjoy it.
You enjoy it? Well, I imagine priests have to be as tough as fighters.
We surely do.
Life is really something. Just when you think you have the answer, they call your number, then bingo.
Only if you're lucky. Would you care to join me in a glass of sherry?
No, I don't drink. Just rather see the boy.
Oh, well, there's no rush. A couple more minutes won't kill the boy.
Father, you're something else.
Thank you very much. You know, Champ, I used to do a little boxing. I've taken a few punches myself.
Now, that's what I figured. Where's Angela?
Oh, all the bedrooms are upstairs.
Well, nice. Thank you. I'll be seeing you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now, Arnold, act like you're dying.
No, worse.
Arnold, that doesn't look like you're dying. Looks more like you're hungry.
Hey, Arnold, me, Champ, can I come in?
It's him! It's
no,
here!
Arnold,
it's
him! Down.
Oh,
down.
Oh, I'm dying, remember?
Now, act, look dead.
Oh.
Now.
Oh.
Come in, Champ.
He's awfully weak, Champ.
Oh.
Hi there, Arnold.
Who's that?
It's me, the Champ.
Joe Louis?
This kid's delirious. No, it's me, Muhammad Ali.
You'll have to speak louder. I can't hear you over those golden harps.
Golden harps? Oh, this kid's in trouble. Did you all find out what he's got?
It's a rare tropical disease.
When was in the tropics?
He wasn't. That's what makes it so rare.
Say what?
Champ.
Yeah?
Could I ask a favor while I still got breath in my little lungs?
Yeah, what is it?
Could you autograph a picture for me?
Be glad to.
Here's a pen.
Boy, you got quicker hands than me. Well, I got my picture all ready for you. Now, what do you want me to say?
To my best friend, Arnold.
To my best friend, Arnold.
Who I've always liked to have dinner with.
Who I always like to have dinner with.
And who I'm teaching to whoop guys like the good so they won't pick on him.
Wait a second.
Because Arnold will give him a left and a right and an up and a shot in the nose and an uppercut and a blam, wham, slam, wham.
Oh, the little guys will be sick and dying. You sure have a lot of energy.
Oh, well, it comes and goes. It just went.
You know something, Arnold? I've been north and I've been south. But now I finally met somebody with my kind of mouth. Now, I'm not no sucker, no fool. Now, tell me, what's going on here?
Muhammad Ali is here?
I'm telling you, I was talking to him. He was standing right there.
Father, how many of those sherries have you had?
Mrs. Garrett. Father O'Brien is a man of the cloth. Now, if he says that he saw Muhammad Ali in this house, then I say, get him a cup of black coffee, Fat.
Hey, look who's there, Mr. O'Brien. Hey,
it is him.
Oh,
it's
him.
Champ, this is our dad, Mr. Drummond.
Hello, Mr. Drummond.
Pleased to meet you.
Nice family.
You know Father O'Brien?
Yes, sir.
And this is Mrs. Garrett, our housekeeper.
How do you do, sir? Oh, he's so gentle. Got it. Drummond residence. Who? Just a minute. I know. For you. The Gooch.
Is that the Gooch you was talking about?
There's only one Gooch. Yeah, Gooch. Now, hear this, Gooch. I'm going to let you talk to a friend of mine. His name is the Champ Muhammad Ali. Spread it on, Champ.
Hey, Gooch. What's going on, Gooch? Yeah, it's really me. Ali, not no rich little. Gooch. I think he fainted. I'm having more fun here than I did with the Joe Frazier fight.
I can't tell you how happy we are to have you here.
Yeah, I'm sorry we lied to you.
Lied?
Lied? What lie?
We'll explain later at a safer time.
If anybody would like to confess, I'm an equal opportunity priest.
I think I'm going to be going, folks.
Okay,
because I'm liable to get a whooping myself.
A whooping? I thought you quit fighting.
Well, I did, but my wife didn't.
Finally, can we take a couple of pictures of you?
I never say no to having this beautiful face reproduced.